It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On today's program, we're joined by a pair from the Collaborative Compassion Outreach. It's a group looking at issues related to homelessness in the community and helping out with that issue. We're joined on the program by Nancy Scott and Shelley Munoz. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And first off, maybe just a little bit about yourself for anybody who's not familiar. Nancy Scott, what is kind of your background?
So I run Nancy's Hope, founder and executive director. I've been doing it for about 15 years and just love being part of the community.
And Shelley Munoz, how about you?
Well, I've been going to homeless meetings for, gosh, so many years now. I can't even think of the first ones I went to many, many years ago, and kind of really, you know, being aware and being part of that, what's going on in our county as far as homelessness. And then several years back now, I was one of the co-founders of Resiliency Village, so that is a part of my history with this also. And then I don't know, maybe 4 years ago now,
yeah,
Nancy and I talked and decided that it would be a really good idea if all of the groups got together and started working together rather than individually. And it's just been, and that became Compassion Outreach, and it's just been a huge blessing, you know, to have everybody around the table with all these different ideas and goals, and sharing those things together and working together has just been the best.
Well, what I would love to say about our group is we're all boots on the ground and we want to get things done, and we work so good together. We're just all so compassionate for our unsheltered folks, and we just love doing what we do and being a team.
So Compassion Outreach, roughly, do you have, you know, a few people, or is it a handful or a dozen people? Just how big are you?
Well, we have probably about 10 that regularly attend, and then we have several others who come. We're trying to actually have a roundtable discussion with different county agencies also. We have had one so far, and hopefully we'll have more, maybe once a month or something like that, where the county agencies will come in and we can just really update on things that are going on specifically. So it kind of changes week to week, but usually normally it's around 10. And it started with Resiliency Village, Nancy's Hope, GSAC, Lambert Center,
Interfaith,
and then some individual people. So that's kind of the core group that started Compassion Outreach.
You know, before we get into some of the initiatives and the programs that you're working on, you know, how would you kind of describe kind of the state of homelessness right now? What are you kind of noticing out in the community?
Oh, boy.
I'm seeing a lot more individuals each week come to Nancy's Hope. 2 to 5 different families, individuals coming, saying they're just recently been put out on the streets. So it's kind of concerning since we don't have a lot of resources in our community, and we just need to strategize what we can do to end this. I don't know.
It's scary. You know, there are so many changes happening right now. We're really concerned. You know, you hear things that are coming down the pike, and it's concerning. And like Nancy said, we do see new people all the time, and there's a different group of people. And, you know, I think the important thing for our community to recognize is it's not your typical people that a lot of community folks might think are out there and homeless. It's mothers with children and
elderly.
Our elderly are just, it's phenomenal, the growth in how many people we find that are living in their vans or ending up completely out on the streets. It's really scary. And we were just talking at our committee meeting today that there's going to be a big change in the food bank program. So we're scrambling, trying to figure out how we're going to keep things going.
You know, a question for either one of you. You know, Tuolumne County has a sanctioned homeless camp, Camp Justice. Are you involved with kind of looking at improvements and the future of that site?
We are involved in a way that we are advocates for people out there. It's a county run, Camp Justice is a county run program, so we're not really involved on that level, but we are advocates for the folks that are out there and making sure that things happen in a good way. We are on the homeless committee. We are, you know, we function within the county as well. So, and that's another really special thing about Compassion Outreach is the multiple circles that we're able to, you know, to work within. So it's really special. They've done some great improvements out there. There is water there now. There's a garbage program out there. They do pick up garbage. There are porta potties out there. So the county has made some really good improvements to the property to make it more, palatable for people to live there. So so that part is really good. A big thing that Nancy, and I'll let her speak to this, but a big piece that we've worked really hard on is educating the public on donations that go out to Camp Hope. We have so many well-meaning Justice. People in our camp. Yeah, Camp Justice. We all keep doing that. Camp Justice. we have so many well-intentioned people that take things out there and that go out there to help. And we, as a group, have some hopes and recommendations, and I'll let Nancy speak to that.
So a lot of our community loves to donate to the unsheltered, and so we're just trying to promote more of taking it to Interfaith or Nancy's Hope. I'm trying to strategize a different way of taking the donations in so it's separated better at Nancy's Hope, so it doesn't, I don't know, it's a hard tool for me to get through. I'm using all my tools to figure out a different way to make it better, but we need to have people donate to Nancy's Hope or Interfaith that's strictly for the unsheltered, so we can help these folks instead of having the stuff taken out to the camp, because a lot of it is household stuff, and there's kitchen chairs sitting out there in the weather, and we want to not promote that. We want to be able to make sure things are getting out there that are needed for those folks.
Also, Nancy is able to keep track of things. So when you take a sleeping bag in there, you know, she's got a list of people who need a sleeping bag, who it's not just going to the same people all the time. We know who has gotten a sleeping bag recently and who might need one. So
yeah, we have a trade-in program. So mm-hmm. I have a list of everybody that comes in and needs it. And if it's a replacement, they have to bring back the old one. Just trying to just really make sure, keep our community clean.
That's something that we've really tried to start as Compassion Outreach, is a recycle and trash program. For a while, we were picking trash up in the camps. Now, because people are pretty centrally located at Justice Camp, we're going to be starting a new trash program. We can talk about that in a bit. But the recycle program is awesome. You know, and Nancy's really good about that. People can, like she said, people can take in old propane cans and get a new propane can at
just
Nancy's
in the winter
Hope.
Time.
So just
yes.
in the wintertime. And so, but those kind of things we can kind of keep track of and make sure that there's not. When people take donations out to the camp, a lot of times, like somebody might have a whole bunch of, say, canned food. And they'll take all the camp food from their pantry that they haven't used, and they'll take it out there to Justice Camp. And what happens is it'll get picked through, and people might find three or four things out of that box that they'll actually use, and the rest of the stuff ends up in the garbage. And so in the old days, it would just end up in a pile, and that's how the trash piles ended up getting so big out in the camps. Was a lot of times it was a lot of donations and things that didn't get used. And so now even what I'm being told is a lot of that stuff will end up in the trash cans that they've got out there, and that you know, the trash cans are getting picked up regularly, are getting emptied regularly, but a lot of it might be those cans of food that somebody else could be using. So it's much better to take them into Nancy's Hope, where she can add them to the food bank and get them to people who will really use them.
Yeah, it's good to know. Don't take them out to the camp. Take them to someplace like Nancy's Hope. If, if they want to take them to your location, Nancy, it is certain times of the day or just
So Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 9 to about 12. If they do call and make arrangements, we will let them drop off at any time as long as we're there.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with a pair of guests from Compassion Outreach. We're joined by Shelley Munoz and Nancy Scott on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the program this weekend by a pair of guests from the Collaborative Compassion Outreach, Shelley Munoz and Nancy Scott. It's a group that looks at issues surrounding the unsheltered community in Tuolumne County. We're talking about a number of different issues. I'll go back to Shelley Munoz. Is there a trash program as well that you're working on and a trash for rewards?
Well, this is super exciting, actually. So like we mentioned a little while ago, we actually had a very active trash pickup program for a long time where we'd go into the camps and the folks that were living there would bag up the trash and then we would pick it up and haul it away. And this was only in active camps. As we know, we have that wonderful program up here with Jason Revord that does trash pickup, but this is kind of different. It was in active camps. Now we're going to be starting a new program that we're calling Trash for Rewards, and it's something that we worked on with Hazel Mitchell from GSAC, and she is still going to be a part of, even though she's far away from us right now, we still love her, and she's a big part of all of this. So Trash for Rewards is going to be a program where we work with our unsheltered people to go out and pick up trash. So like say, you know, maybe they'll walk down Washington Street or Stockton Street or wherever, and we'll provide bags and we'll provide a t-shirt. We're working on a little logo right now to do that, and the necessary safety equipment, and we'll have them picking up trash, and they'll actually, earn a reward. We're kind of talking about those things now and working out the details.
Maybe it's a gift card to Deo or maybe the Subway. We're just trying to promote them to help keep our community clean and then maybe help them to be recognized as, you know, they're just trying to be part of the community and help too as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it also helps with their self-esteem. Mm-hmm. You know, it helps get them out and doing something and keeping busy and, you know, even a little bit of job training along the way. You know, it kind of puts that idea back in the mix. So it's a program that we're really excited about starting.
It sounds like an innovative idea here in the community.
Mm-hmm. We hope so.
Yes.
And then is there a Celebration of Life as well initiative?
It's not an initiative. We just kind of wanted to call attention to the amount of people that have passed in our camps. And, you know, we hear all the time about our, you know, our community members who pass away, and that's really important. And we feel like it's important to share that there also have been a substantial amount of people in our camps who have passed away. And so Compassion Outreach put together a Celebration of Life recently and invited our unsheltered folks to come and celebrate the lives of those who have passed recently. And within the last few months, what was our count, Nancy?
Oh, seven.
I thought we were up to nine.
Nine.
So nine people within the last few months. And interestingly enough, I mean, we have had the typical reasons. We have had overdose, but we've also had a lot of cancer.
Cancer and trauma.
Surprising amount of cancer. And, you know, the truth is that people that are living unhoused have a greater risk for chronic disease. And that's a really important thing for our community to remember. You know, a big thing that we work on all the time is we have a lot of our unsheltered who, you know, are hospitalized or, you know, on extended care, that when they get out of the hospital, this is another piece that, mm-hmm. that concerns us greatly, is there's no place to go. Mm-hmm. They get let out of the emergency room and they get put right back in the camp where, you know, if they do have cancer and say they're on chemotherapy, there they are trying to deal with whatever they're dealing with, and they're living unsheltered. And so this is becoming more of an issue now where people are getting involved. We have a medical respite that's happening up at one of our the refuge, one of our drug rehab places up here. They're working on that there. Adventist Health is beginning some work that's going to help that situation. But it's really tough. It's really tough when you're unsheltered and you're dealing with, you know, those chronic diseases or serious diseases that most of us can go home and get in a comfy bed and get warm and do those kinds of things, take care of ourselves. They can't.
No.
So where was the celebration of life held? Was it out at Camp Justice or another location?
We had it at the Red Church over here.
Mm-hmm. Was it pretty well received, I imagine?
Oh, gosh.
We had about 75 people come. Mm-hmm. It was amazing event just to see everybody celebrating these folks' lives, and that's what we wanted. We want them not to be forgotten, but to be celebrated, because they were wonderful people, everyone that has passed. And there's going to be another one coming up very soon, too, as well. We've had a few other people that we need to, you know, do that for, and we're going to continue to do that because these folks' lives do matter.
And we want to do it regularly, you know, when this happens, and we have, you know, we won't do it for probably individually for each person, but we'll, when we have a few that have passed, then we'll do a celebration of life again. And again, we have to say that our community really came through.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. We had people bring beautiful flowers to decorate the tables, and people made food and brought food so that the unshelter community could, you know, eat and celebrate, you know, the lives of those who were lost in those ways. And people just volunteered to be there that day. It was incredible. So, again, we thank our community.
Yes,
we couldn't do what
community.
We do without our community.
Absolutely.
This is an amazing place to live, and we appreciate the folks that come out and that care and have the compassion.
You know, getting into some other topics, the Give Somebody a Chance buses, the shower buses, I understand that might be something Nancy's Hope is going to be stepping in and taking over?
Yeah, so they're merging with us. As everybody knows, Dick Mitchell passed away and Hazel has Parkinson's. So it's been about 8 years now. I promised her I would take the torch if it ever came down to it. Well, it is now the time. And so we're in the process of doing all the paperwork, and I'm very excited to be able to be a big part of GSAC, the laundry bus and the shower bus and the transit bus. So we have some big ideas, and I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Are those buses still in operation right now?
Yes, they are. Yes, they're out on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Stop at different places, or they travel around?
Yes, so Wednesday is the laundry bus and the shower bus on Forest Road, and on Friday it's the shower bus at the Red Church.
So what have you noticed kind of like the benefits of having a shower bus? What does that kind of do to people who are in these situations, help them?
It's just amazing to be able to see, especially with the laundry bus, because now they can do laundry and be able to have clean clothes and, you know, not go through so much, because before they would get clean clothes maybe at Nancy's Hope, and then it would get dirty, and then they have no way to clean them. So a lot of times it got thrown into the recycle bin or in the garbage can, because they would bring them to me to help with that scenario. I'm trying to think of the right word, but it's an amazing merger that I'll be able to be part of more so.
The other thing that I think is really cool that we should share is that GSAC isn't going away.
No.
You know, they're part of Nancy's Hope now. And is it true that some of the board members are coming on board at Nancy's Hope? So they're still there, you
mm-hmm.
know, they're still there. And definitely the hopes and dreams and wishes of Hazel and Dick are alive and well and with us. So, and Hazel comes on, you know, we try and get her every time we have a compassion outreach meeting, we get her on the phone so that she can be part of the discussion. So that's all really important, that that Nancy beautifully has been able to take on as part of Nancy's Hope.
Well, and I want to keep the legacy of these beautiful folks that developed this. Dick, he used all his ideas. They developed this. It's an honor for me to be able to take on and keep that legacy going.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with a pair of representatives from Compassion Outreach, a local collaborative looking at issues around homelessness in the community. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. We have a pair of guests joining us in studio talking about Compassion Outreach. It's a local collaborative in the community. We're joined by Nancy Scott and also Shelley Munoz. I'll go back over to Nancy Scott. You know, as you mentioned, your organization, Nancy's Hope, that you founded. What can you tell us just kind of about the future of that organization and the work that you do?
The future of Nancy's Hope, it's a lot. I just want to be able to be part of that community. We see so many different people from unsheltered to elderly to moms that are having babies. Our food pantry is growing. The future is I'm just going to need to be able to fundraise, think outside my box, and develop more ideas to make more funding, maybe to hopefully down the road buy the building. Just a lot of different things that we need to do, because I think where I'm at is really an important piece of the community. I'm helping the big umbrella of Tuolumne County. It's from, you know, like I said, it's from unsheltered to back to school, kids going back to school needing supplies. A lot of people don't realize how many programs we do. We have at least 20 programs that are continuously going. We give out scholarships to kids that are graduating high school. So it's very important that I try to think outside the box and try to develop more ideas to fundraise. And I think the community could help me with that. And my folks that are part of the Compassion Outreach, that we're a team and they're wanting to help me more so. And we're going to be potentially doing case management down the road.
What I want to say is that anytime you drive by Nancy's Hope, I don't think there's ever a time I've driven by there where it's not filled with cars out in front. There are so many people in our community that get served by the programs that are available through Nancy's Hope. And this is why Compassion Outreach has really decided that, you know, our main support is going to go there towards her, because, and towards the Nancy's Hope programs, because it doesn't just help our unsheltered. It helps so many people in the community in so many different areas. Like she was talking, you know, people, you know, if someone has a house, but they don't have all the stuff that they need to fill a house, they can go into Nancy's and there's a program that'll help them, you know, help them stock their kitchen, you know, with kitchen items, with utensils and plates and all the things that you need, pots and pans to help out. And it's just one after the other, different kinds of programs that are available through there. And so her fundraiser, she's got a fundraiser coming up in the end of April. And I hope that everybody supports that fundraiser. What's it called, Nancy?
It's our Spring Tea and Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm. Spring Tea and Fashion Show, okay. Yeah. And do you know the date offhand?
April 26th.
Okay.
2 to 4.
And are there tickets to purchase?
Yes, you can get tickets now at Nancy's Hope. And then also you can come at the door.
So what type of price are you asking for the tickets?
It's $25 a person, I believe.
More details can be found if they reach out to you.
Yes. And it's all
in the
over
ballpark face, of that
and
much.
So on the Facebook too as well. Yes.
And Sounds the location good. Is going to be?
And the location's at the Church of the 49ers Faith Hall.
And then you mentioned something, too, about case management. Can you elaborate on that? Is something you're looking at?
So with everything that I have seen in the history of Nancy's Hope, case management is very important. I try to do it on a regular basis. There are so many needs in our community. So I try to case manage to see what their needs are, if it's from maybe possibly trying to help them with the PG&E bill, or, you know, maybe to help them understand their bills, maybe help with financing, budgets. I just try to be that person. But the need is huge right now. And so I potentially seeing this as a big, exciting, for me, it's exciting because I like to help people to understand different areas where they can get help, or maybe we can give them help. So that's just something I know that's going to be in the near future.
Mm-hmm. And we like to think of her space. We've talked about, I mean, we could go on and on about all the ideas that we've had about things that we could do at Nancy's Hope, using and thinking about it as a community center. So, you know, the ideas are endless, and, you know, the support is going to be huge coming in. And like we said, Compassion Outreach is under the auspices, under the umbrella of Nancy's Hope. So basically another, you know, program that works out of the Nancy's Hope arena. And, you know, we're able to do so much because we can use her nonprofit to support our all the things that we do. We've got another fundraiser that we're talking about, you know, for later on that we're really excited about. We'll talk about that later, though. I think that the main one really now to get the word out about would be her tea. And I went last year, and it's just so beautiful. And they do such a good job on pull people from the unsheltered community and children into the fashion show part of it. And it's a beautiful event. So I hope that she gets a big showing this year.
And then anything else as we wrap up? We've got just about a couple minutes left. Any closing comments or things you'd like to add, Nancy?
Well, it's about the fashion show. I'm excited because I have, you know, I have a mommy-to-be that's going to be in it. So she's excited. She's came and picked out her outfits, and I wash them and press them and get her ready for the event. And then I have many kids that are in the modeling, and then I have a realtor that's going to be in my fashion show this year, and I'm excited. Betsy Hurst is going to be in it as a Dress for Success program, and it's really neat to be able to have the variety of people that want to be in the fashion show. So I'm very excited that's coming up, and if you can make it, come on down to Nancy's Hope and buy a ticket. We would really appreciate your support.
So you got the fundraiser coming up, and then you take donations as well just throughout the year if people
yes.
wanted to help out and
yes.
other
so
ways
if
that they could.
There was anything that you wanted to donate for the tea, I'm still taking those donations as well.
And Shelley Munoz, anything you'd like to add as we conclude today?
Yes, we love you. You brought up donations, and we obviously can use cash donations anytime. You can designate what you might want them used for. You know, maybe you want them used for inclement weather, for, you know, for temporary housing for people, or for tents, or for whatever it is, or for Nancy. She just mentioned the Dress for Success program, which is just an incredible program. Somebody can go in there if they have a job interview and they don't have anything to wear, and they can go in there and get just this
whole
new outfit so that they're ready for their interview. I mean, there's just so many things that, you know, are so special and beautiful. So, and every single donation counts, whether it's
yes.
a, you know, dollar donation, or, you know, hopefully nice, great big ones too. We're just thrilled that we can get, and they help us buy all the things that we need for our unsheltered folks, of course, you know, the tents and the tarps and all those things. That's how we get those things, is through donations. So everything is gratefully accepted.
Well, Shelley Munoz, Nancy Scott, thanks for coming on today and filling us in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Again, we thank Nancy Scott and Shelley Munoz, representatives from Compassion Outreach. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.